למה? וכאשר זה מגמור את גזר, הליבו דרש לוקיש, את יושז אינו כהנה, את יושז כהנה, ועל כוח זה ברייסה סטוקינג לפני יוש, איזה ברייסה רצח פר יוש, זה כאשר הוא עושה, how he could be magdishen. כשהוא טוקינג בפור יוש, אז מרצח בפור יוש, how you could be magdish the חייפה. Das ist eine Kasse von der Gemorre, ah, ich habe die Magdisch der Chesed. Und als dann der Gemorre antwortet, kegon schick bisch euch bei ihm bei Yadgana. Na, da der Gane wo es Magdisch ist, kegon schick bisch euch bei ihm bei Yadgana. Und als dann erst der Gemorre fragt die Gemorre, und ich kodde, ich war auch mal Rabbi Eichel und Gozer und ich Yashua bei ihm, und ich schnau ja mehr Jehoi in der Magdisch, welle Fisch eine ist er leute, welle Fisch eine will suchen. So how the bei ihm, die Magdisch der Chesed, wenn es bei Yadgana. How the Bailey could be mad is the chesed that is the Yadagana? That's the kasha from the Gemara. Amri Yudah, Amar Ketsnuyim, the Tana Tsnuyim, and Nichem, the Moes, the Oimrim, Kol Anil Gat Mizeh, Yemechul Al Moes Alon. But the Gemara, no, Tsnuyim Ho, the Leike Rabbi Eichanon, Tsnuyim Ho, the person could be mafrish, and double Sheinah Bershusa. Tsnuyim Ho, the person could be mafrish, and double Sheinah Bershusa. So in a minute we'll go back to verstehen was ist der Pshat in Tznuim. Wir gehen jetzt zu verstehen was ist der Pshat in Tznuim. Aber fahm ist was der Pshat, was ist der Pshat in Tznuim. Wir gehen mal auf Finish, das lassen wir endlich in die Gesellige. Geht zurück zu verstehen was ist der Pshat in Tznuim. Freg die Gemorre, war ich Chosro Kerem la Beilin. Was ist der Kasche? Freg die Gemorre, if the Beilin was Magdisch der Chete. So it's considered Kehinu, the Bailim went over to the Ganev and took back to the Chepetz to themselves. And they were mishtamish in the Chepetz. They took back the Chepetz to themselves and they were mishtamish in it. And what they did with this mishtamshes? They were magdishes. You have to know, Chosra Kerem and the Bailim is so stark. Chosra Kerem HaBailim is so stark that Ki'ilu the Bailim came to the Rishus Agana, they took the Chepetz and they were Magdish. Our Magdish was to be close. Lo Yisua, the Ganev will lose. Lo Yisua, the Ganev will lose. He doesn't have to pay back Kerem to the Bailim. The Bailim already got back the Kerem. They took it and they used it. You know what they did with it? They were Magdish. They use all of the purpose, all of the nitzach from the chepetz, they use. The person has a chepetz and eats it. He was mishtamish, he has a chepetz, punket by the ganev, he wants to magdish it. All of you want was what happened, gewaltig. So you got your chepetz, you can't complain. So chosra kenen lebailim. So what's the kasha of chosra kenen lebailim? Vash rashi or yisoy. Every ganev that steals, if he manages to give back the chepetz to the bailim, before the Eidim come, he's potter from Kefir. That's Rashi. Chosra Kerem LeBailim. In Kshigdishu Bailim Kefir Amayim Meshalem. Ay Chosra Kerem LeYodom. Vagdishu HaKolecha De'isa. VeKefir LeMechayev. Elok Shenimtas B'Yad Ganev. Shebo Eidim. Kirasim. Im Imotze Timotze B'Yod HaYagneve. Over here, Valet Chosra Kerem LeBailim, you're right that the animal was by him, but that's Nishkan the Gneve. The Bailim already got it back, and the Bailim used it, and the Bailim was Magdishes. Now the Hegdish is by me. But I was Magdish the Kerem LeBailim, so Nishtok in Chil Kesa. Matter of fact, the more, if the Echatim say here is that the Bailim was Magdishes, if the Echatim says that the Bailim was Magdishes, the Chosra Kerem LeBailim, Chosra Kerem LeBailim, the Zayn Potter from Kefer. The Kseis, in Simen Shin Nun, Siv Kotten Dalet, he brings the Tshuva Sarashbo. The Tshuva Sarashbo was a Zot Echatim, so a person stole from his friend something. Now the night he was embarrassed to be murdered. So in the middle of the night, he went and he put it back. It was not murdered. In the middle of the night, he went and he put it back. Then the Eidim came, they chabbed the ganze Meiser, and they wanted him to pay Kefir. So now, you are never murdered. You spit it, he quietly put it back. You have Kefir. But the Rashba, he gave it back. Chosra Kerem LeBailim. Chosra Kerem LeBailim. He doesn't have to pay Kefir. And the Ktzais learns that that's the Kavod of a Rashba.
No.
The words of the Rashba is, the Lashon HaRashba is, V'hareze k'moide v'achar kach b'oreide. So the Ktzor is optaj pshat in Tshuvas HaRashba, it's a lange Ktzor is talking, but the Ktzor is optaj pshat in Rashba, the Nasir is in, this is in the Rashba, but the Ktzor is optaj pshat in Rashba, that the Rashba meant that it's Medina Yidoz Baldin. Mali Yidoz Baldin that I come over to you and I say, I stole from you Yehuda, here's the Chedet back. Mali, I made it, I gave it to you. Who made it? You? I have to make it in my mouth? I was made it, I gave you the chayfet. The whole thing is made it, who made it? Shteti dog baldin, I have to have this, yeah, I gave it back. I say, echle dog baldin. See, me dine dog baldin, I'm talking me chayfet, me dine dog baldin. I say, the ktay sashtam and pshat in the rashba. I say, the ktay sashtam and pshat in the rashba. Zog the ktay is, you see, the zog the rashba never meant it. Zog the ktay is, chaba asa megmora ba yos nishtasem. By us, so the Ktzeis understands, I'm sure we must do, that the din is chozer keren lebailin, so from the mishpacha from Yidoz Baldin. And two ways of Yidoz Baldin. As Yidoz Baldin, I'm moide, I go over and I'm moide, that's the same Yidoz Baldin, I'm moide, so Yidoz Baldin. As another Yidoz Baldin, I'm not moide, I'm physical moide, I give it back to you. You have to understand, as you see in the Chazanish, though, I don't want to go out, I want to go back to Tznuim. His Mari, Chosr Keren Lebailim, Lemoshul. You know, the Rambam never brought it out. Rashi made it so, Drosha, Imosa, Timosa. There's no sugya in Shas. Say the Gemara, Chosr Keren Lebailim. So the Rashi looked like it's not a new parasha of Chosr Keren Lebailim. So the Mazi Chatim, so we do as Baldin. Mazi Chatim, so we do as Baldin. He gave it back. Zog the Ktzois, if the Chosr Keren Lebailim, so for the Mishpoch, if we do as Baldin, also, Yenem was never moida. Yenem never wanted to give it back. The Bailim Chatem was magnish. Yenem never knows that it's Kodesh. He never means to give it back to the Bailim. He didn't want to give it back to the Bailim. And God is Gitoto. There is Mashma Zaydi Rashi. There is Xena Takosin. He wants it, he wants it, the Yodai. It's a Tnai, Loshon Rashi. Beshaz the Aiden come, it has to be in his hand. Beshaz the Aiden come, so the place, and also the Lechur is Masha, it's a Naya Parsha. He mozat, he mozat b'yad ha-ganem. B'shas, he mozat, he mozat, he mozat b'shas ha-ganem. If it's not in his hands, b'shas ma'ayit, then you're not chayim. No shaykh is to Yidoz Baldin. So, and so the Gemara, kishu Amad Bedin, the Chetim says given Amdash. He stole it, was Amad Bedin, and then the Bailim was Magdash. So what is the Ma'ayit of Amad Bedin? So Rashi says, so the, when the Eidim came, Nachmishki then Kodesh. So the Eidim chatted the Yodai. He's given that he must have come out of the Yodai. Now then he was Magdashit. The Meila, he's Chayat Kefa. Because when the Eidim came, Yenem Nachmish Kinnutzdos. Right, not the Yenem Kinnutzdos. But when the Eidim came, Yenem Nachmish Kinnutzdos. So that when the Eidim came, Yenem Nachmish Kinnutzdos, the Meila, he's Chayat Kefa. That's what tells us the Gemara. Kishama Bedin, and the Eidim Kadosh of Rashi, Shubo Eidim Kainim Shikdish Abaylim. The Eidim came before he was Magdashit. So maybe the Shas the Eidim came to give him a master when he must have been. I will finish the Sugiyah. The Gemara is mad at Chitzta. But in today in the Lechut, the Gemara will finish the Sugiyah. So this is going to attack better. Shama the Din, the Rashi is Iker though. Shibo Eidim came him Shikdi Shabaylim. The Eidim came in the right time. The Eidim came Miyad, the Chas the Mathen Plat. Oh, he must have been the other. They gave him. Then the enemy is mad because it doesn't help cause the Kerala Abaylim. Even if you give it back already, you'll have to pay the Kefer. The Gemara is Iker. Either Amar Tzeten Loi Beis Tzed Ma'ayir Higdish. Moses says later that she says Tavach V'mochar after the Higdish you potu Afu Loi Higdish Na'am Elo Lechaim Do Amar Rav Tzeten Ten Loi Tavach V'mochar potu By the time he came in the Paskul in Milzav Tavach V'mochar Av Li Gazlen No Hemshech Fun Yenem Aizig Neve The Gazlen Eino Mishal Tashlu Ma'abo V'chamisha Chayav Atzen Lidzen Loi Tavach V'mochar Mishal Tashlu V'chamisha By the time he came in the Pesikul in Milzav The Paskul in Milzav It's in Gersos Akati Ganevu לצריך את אומה לחי ואתה ליטל זה דגמר אם רוצה גיוון דמייס אתה אתה דעמוד בדין ואתה גיוון אם צאתם לא יסו דעת יש כמצא הקדש אם אני תסתוב אחי ספוט הוא עוד הקדש מה חי ואתה ליטל לא what is the difference צאתם לא חי ואתה ליטל לא חזמיש בינזם that in smiles mash where the צאתם לא based on where he passed him חי is based on not so sure yet they only say סיכוק טייס הזה חזמיש says חס ושלם based on don't know what to do if they don't hold So he says, בעצם חי ואתה ליטל אלה וצא אתה ליטל אלה, זה זאת בזאת, זה חזניש. that when Beis Din want to leave themselves a right to change the psakia, they say chayav atalita.
It's
a halacha after the passing, you can't change. So sometimes they give themselves a day, you know, something will come up. So I start again in machan hazeh. Chag they want to do it. They say chalim of. Fakat, you know, after you give it back, it's like answer ma'is, it's divus of the bedina, you can't change. You say, this is the psak, and a couple of days we'll give it. So say to the Rashash, that all these words are extra. The Amar Chayav Atalitanle. We don't have to say that our sugya is talking to Amar Chayav Atalitanle. The Chlad, they didn't say Nish Chayav Nish Gomish. Bo'u Eidim V'achar Kachikdish. We said that Rashi was Medayek, there has to be Motsati Motsabi Yodoy, and when the Eidim came, they chapsim off on Platz. So give them in his hand. So the Eidim came, and after the Eidim came, it says, Ba'il, Yerem Yod, Harei the Kodesh. Nish Chayav Atalitanle, Nish Tzatanle. Why not? Rashi says the Iker is told if the Eidim came. Twice. Look in Rashi, the Samachet Samud Beis, the last line and three lines from the bottom. Shabu Eidim, Shabu Eidim. The Iker is if the Eidim came and he gave it back before the Eidim came or he didn't give back before the Eidim came. But the Rashi says, Mashma and Rashi also is totally an Eidim. If the Eidim chapped it in his hand, you pay Kesel. If he managed to give it back before the Eidim chapped him, you don't have to give Kesel. Like the Rashi, the Gemara didn't have to say that the Chetimtza is Chayav Atalita. Nish Chayav Nish Tzeh. No one said nothing yet. Eidim came, and yet it was Magnish. And look, in Rashi, the Masik Sha'ol of the Din, this is the way Rashi explained the Gemara. Sha'ol of the Din, Shibo Eidim. Rashi's Masik. Sha'ol of the Din is Lav Dafka. The Iker is that the Eidim came before the Akdosha. This is what Rashi said a line before. Shibo Eidim. And look, Shinitza is the other, Gavim, Shibo, Imotza Timotza, the other. It's a modern Xeris HaKosov. It has to be a massive if he must be other. They found it in his hand. This is the ghetto of the Xeris HaKosov. So find it in his hand. So the alien has to come when it's in his hand. If they found it in his hand, even if he gives it back later, you have kaifa. The deal is to find it in his hand. Nachtala did that. So now again, the Arayim Itztar to the Sugya from Tznui. So what's like the Gemara? The Gemara asks if a person could be Magdish Dovo Sha'ena Birshusai. So the Gemara, a person can't? How the Balaam could be Magdish? Like the Gemara, Meredda lefitznui. Tznui ma'od, a person could be Magdish Dovo Sha'ena Birshusai. So Achimish from Tznui. So here Taka, to go a grace of Sugya, the Sugya from Tznui. Chalam al Taka, Chtrach, what's it the Pshat? Such a geschmack is sugi, I think it's one of the schönste sugis in Babakame. So the Rabbeinu of Ravashi left it to Sof Merubet. That's just not Sof Merubet, Take. Tofas to Merubet, not Tofas, but that's what he said, all the statement in the Tzulef in Yom Kippur, state, Psach lanu shahar ba'eis ne'ilas shahar. What's the Pshat? Psach lanu shahar ba'eis ne'ilas shahar. Kippono yoyim. Atachim, Ne'ile, the end of Ne'ile, Udavim to Hashem, Psach lanu shahar ba'eis Ne'ile shahar. Ich gedach alamol, the best tefillah would be, please don't close the door. Al tino ila deres. Psach lanu shahar. Shari Shemaim is psach the ganze tefillah. The ganze Yom Kippur, the Shari Shemaim are open. Atach Ne'ile, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Psach lanu shahar ba'eis Ne'ile shahar. But Psach shahar, it's open. Shari Shemaim psach. That's how it's open. It's open. Tell us a mole towards the end. A person can the normal door that is open. That's a shvach. That's a shvach. Not his fault. Bad people give bad ashpoa. They leave. They make ashpoa. They make rikya. Chashbeni shemayim midem. A bazunder shmuz. But lemaisa he feels bad. Lemaisa that's a shvach. It's very hard to hold out. The guy is in the middle of the day. Von Tznui. So let me gain Pramelach. Let me send the Tesis. You came out of their Tesis, came out Ali Gdoyle Oilom, you read of their Tesis.
יש פשידן החלוק עם אינדסטייסס, כמעט חלק די לא אילם גאית את דורטייס. הוא עושה את כסי. בגמור הוא ראת על תנוחם, אבל דו כדי כנבות גאיתית. בגמור הוא גאים לליבר רישלוקיש, רישלוקיש הולד, that you שקוינה. If you שקוינה, פרק בגמור, how we talking here? After you ש... לא דעת והי. על כוח לפני you ש... how the heck this is hell? בגמור אחת הזה וצנוי, that a person could be magdish, לא בו שאינו ברשוסי. פרק תאית סקשת. אם תאימה, ועוד צנועים מחללים, אף אחר יוש. One of the cases צנועים, people stole from the קרם רווי that they had. They had a קרם רווי, קרם בשם הרביס, they were not allowed to eat the grapes, still you מחלל them. And people were stealing from them, and they didn't want the people to be מישר and איסו from קרם רווי. And by night, they were מחלל כל מה שנקטף היום. פרק תאית זה, the צנועים were מחלל even after יוש. What is the right that צנועים were מחלל after יוש? זהו סתם גנבה היה ביוש בעלם כרבון לרב שילה. קיימלון סתם גנבה היה ביוש בעלם. בקצר, the people that steal, זה נשכן גזלונים. בדרך כלל, the people that steal, the עברי דרוכים, they look in the side, no, they pick. בדרך כלל, the עברי דרוכים, זה נשכן גזלונים. They don't come from the בעלם and the חד. No one looks. They חד. אם כן, כסברי צנועים, the יוש לא יקבי. So על כל חוב צנועים all, that יוש לא יקבי. What is the right that Tznui Mod Yush Loi Kami? Because if Tznui Mod Yush Kami, it belongs to the people that stole it already. If it belongs to the people that stole it, so Tznui can be Matrish. Tznui said, if something is mine, and it's not Birshusi, I could be Matrish. If something is mine, and it's not Birshusi, this is Teis Kash in the end. The last three lines of Teis Kash was Mizoch. But, While it's not mine, I can't be mafish. So I'll call it tznuim hold, that it's not mine. That it's mine. Because if tznuim hold yushkoni, I can't be mafish. Tznuim said if something is mine and is not birshusi, so that thing that is mine and is not birshusi, tznuim hold, I can be mafish. But if yushkoine and yenem is zoiche, so that's the basis. Im ken kesavi tznuim, the yush leikoni. Virishlok ishmeidene en yochel haagdish achar yush. So the male Rishlokish is not as David Tznui. So how you could say Rishlokish how that David Tznui that a person can be mafrish dodo she'ene b'rshusay aber Tznui mafra adiyosh e'ene koine und das stimmt nicht mit Rishlokish v'chitayim da adiyosh le'i midash enem yoidim im lo'i kudlov ha'amrig avitamu da zike b'ele mitzius keimen da shirat ena ato yichoshev yosh midas shleima da ochel av shirach kula ay shil kedu she'irei min abaylim ולדם ולטעם ולזיקה וחושב יוש אלוהים מדעת. אפילו בלב יוש דעת הזה, יוש אגלמר את עצמם סבי כרבשים ונאו סב נאו ולא יוש בעת. This is the first חלק of taste. So what is taste? קשה, פושת קשה. How you say יש לו כשיו הולד הזה כצנועים, צנועים הולד יוש לא יקוני. Because if צנועים הולד הולד יוש קוני, they can love him with all the fruit. And if they were all the fruit, then maybe you can be matrish. This is taste of קשה. Huh? לחול הטייס קשה, doesn't stop. Rishlokish is Meshubah to learn every Zach Azev Tznui? He learns like Tznui that a person could be Mavrish and a double She'eme B'Shusay. But when he got in the Shaila of Yush Koine or Yush Eine Koine, had under a Mekoirim to learn him as a route as Yush is like Koine, as Yush Koine. But a lot of Kisar is a Tamil from Tznui, as long as he has with Tznui. It's also not a Zomar Shita. Tznui grade hold Shini Koine. Yush koine, grad it, and it's not all Yush eine koine. I hold Yush koine, I'm only taking one zach. I said, kshik dishe bailim. The breiser of kshik dishe bailim, he asked me a kasha. A person can't be magdish dover sheine b'shutoi. I live in tznuim that you could. I grad it, tznuim also hold Yush eine koine. And ich hold Yush koine? Sag him, mishubet zu lorim, jeder zach has evi tznuim? And ich mishubet zu lorim, jeder zach has evi tznuim? What's in the cash of faces? Well, in that case, but in the case where else is no use, right? Because Tznuim, I'm asking with you that Tznuim themselves hold Yush Loi Kami. And I'm chalik on Tznuim, like the Shlokish in that part. I'm learning out from Tznuim, but Lemay is a Tznuim holding all the Chidush.
Well, why do they hold this?
No, not true. The whole that you can magdish double she'ene b'shusay, this is the whole because they recorded the whole like that. Rather, they used it here. If Yush was koine, they would not say it here. But under the old Yush Eine Koine, they said that a person could be Magdish Devil Sheine Shalom. You never found in the Gemara, you take one Chirish for Rabbi Yechonon. Then he asked for Rabbi Yechonon, he got a master, how's that like you? So, how you could hold like Rabbi Yechonon, man? What is the Sheikh? I asked you if you could Magdish Devil Sheine Bashus or not. Snoo him all you could. Now you have another Cheshman that Snoo him all you Shloi Koni, and I all you Shkoni, take it to me Yeshua. Those are the Sheikh. Stam zu sagen, weil ich gesagt habe, ich habe sie mit Snoom, er hat gehofft, mit Snoom im Ganzen, der ganze Weg. Der Oleg Reb Shimon, das ist nicht kein Jirsch. Es ist nicht, aber es ist... Seid aber, wo ist dieses Kasche, Michla? Wann wird mir Yeshua? Avada, Tesis never learned that if they hold like Tzniim in one thing, they have to hold like Tzniim in Gans. Avada nish. Avada nish. So what is the Cheshbon? Zog it me Yeshua, the Cheshbon is also. Nish mistaba, that Rishlokish could be choylik on Tzniim. Tzniim atanoim, Rishlokish is a amoyro, and there's no Mishnah in the world that states that Yush ain't a Yush koina. There's no Mishnah that Yush came. This is one braise that Snuim holds Yush Eina Koine, Rish Lakish has to change his shita and hold like Snuim. Snuim is a Tana, Rish Lakish is a Amoira, Rish Lakish doesn't have no mocker and shaft to say Yush Koine. We never found a Mishnah in Fureshah that Yush Koine. Mele, Frank Taisis, Rish Lakish, you hear about Snuim that they hold Yush Eina Koine, Rish Lakish, you have to change your shita. And you have to hold now like Tznuim that Yosh is Eine Koine. You have to change your shita. You have to hold Yosh Eine Koine. Tznuim hold like that. So Mr. Amira, he misbattled to the Tanei Magdoshi. And he said, Zog it to Yeshua, I'm a father of a shtick of mood, very big tzor about. Zog it to Yeshua, but as there, it's not a kash on Rish Lakish. It's a kash on everyone that said Yosh Koine, Rav, everyone that holds Yush Koine, a kegan snuim. Why does Takasha tell Rish Lakish? That's not Takasha. Rav holds Yush Koine. We're in the sugya. Rav, Yush Koine. Yush Koine, Rav. You're a kegan snuim? The base, so the smell is from snuim. How you could be chalik and snuim? Well, Rav Tanatoli, so. I'm sure didn't want to answer such a tale. Just can tie that. Snuim could learn Yosh Koine. And you know why you could be Matrish Trumas from Isis? Medin Zochim. Yenim is Koine, it belongs to the Ganev. Medin Zochim, the Adam Shalei Befonov, the Snuim could do it. Not Medin that you could be Matrish and Dovah Sheinu Bershusay. Not Medin you could be Matrish and Dovah Sheinu Bershusay. The Ganev is Zochim, it's at Yosh Koine. And it belongs to the Ganev in Gansim. And the Snuim were Matrish. Not mitzad that they have a krech to be mafresh davo sheinu b'shusay. Mitzad, zochi le'olam shlei b'fona. Tesis will say later, why Rish Lakish didn't want to learn like that. Rish Lakish didn't learn that it's medin zochi. Rish Lakish learned that snuim holds that it doesn't belong to the ganev, belongs to me, and it's eine b'shusay, and I can be mafresh medin eine b'shusay. This is Rish Lakish pshat. So the kids of the Cheshav Yeshua is that Alibi le'ala amiroim, we could say that Tznuim b'chlam never spoke here without Yush. See, the Yush belongs to the people that stole this, and Tznuim never said that you could be mafish and double shayna b'shusay. It's a sugya from Zach Le'olam Shlei B'fonov. It's Amr HaSugya. No shaykhs to Yush, no shaykhs. Only Rish Lakish that explained that it's a gneiva here. And the Tznuim hold on Yenim is not Meyash. And it's Eina b'shusay. And it's Tznuim hold on I could be mafish of Eina b'shusay. Like this is yeah, but come this in deine Geschbeines, that's no more of you as any koine. Rish Lakish, you have tanoim against it. Stand to say in Akasha, we can answer Zohi. Because I didn't shut in Snoim. Rish Lakish didn't learn like that, like Tesis will say later. Wenn mir der Teis gesagt hat. Lass mich gehen weiter. Sagt Teis Akasha wie im Thema. So das ist noch nicht der Akdom. Aber jetzt kommt Teis Araya zu sagen der Kasha. So verstehen Teis Akasha, לא לא ימאז בו דפא מלך ועזם בעצם זה הפסחון ביסד את הדבור יש לא כשוואנס בי מחדש החידוש that a person that has a chifetz and someone steals it I could be magdish it even that you stole it this is the חידוש של יש לא כש כגוין שהקדיש את בי לביד גנת and יש לא כש טיין is he has a riot to this he said that a person could be magdish דבר שאין לברשו so we know אלה מולכון רבי יחנות that a person cannot be magdish דבר שאין לברשו so I heard a person could be magdish davar sheinu b'shusay. I had a riot from Tznuim. What Tznuim did, they had a camera vay, someone took it from them, and they were mechallel it, even that it's einu b'shusay. This is to say, this is Rav Shlokish's riot. Kun teitas frek takashe. I want to say teitas kashe ba'al peh, noch nem zendas inu reinek. Frek teitas takashe. Is no riot. Avada, you're not allowed to be magdish, you don't have a koyach to be magdish, a chayfet that is einu b'rshusay. Z'aloche einu b'rshusay, you cannot be magdish. Aye, Dr. Ishlokish, you have a raya from Tznuim, that a person could be magdish dobo sheinu b'rshusay. Tznuim never said that you could be magdish dobo sheinu b'rshusay. Tznuim said one thing, if you have a keren revai and someone took it away, you could be mechalel it. Even though it's einu b'rshusay. Zok teitas chilut! Chilul is a different kind of chalois. It's a very easy chalois. It's a very easy zach. This you could do even if it's Eina Birshusay. Chilul. Aber to magnish davo she'Eina Birshusay? What is the sheiches? I'll explain. Chilul is a ktesvis. What is chilul? A person goes to Hegdash. And he's mechalel the Hegdash. He's the Baalim on Hegdash? He's the Baalim on Hegdash and he's mechalel? No. So how is mechalel? The Torah says, for chilul, I don't need to be bailim bichlav. To magdish, I need to be bailim. To matrish, to musum, I need to be bailim. Chilul? Chmach chilul, it's about tzach mechulam. It doesn't have to be mine. If it doesn't need to be mine, it doesn't need to be in my reshut bichlav. So the Kerem Revai doesn't need to be mine. Could be Yankos, and I could be Mechalal Yankos Kerem also. Hefker. The Kerem Revai that is Hefker. I also could be Mechalal. It's not mine. I can be mechallel, but I can't be magdish hefker. Long as I go in the street and I see a stone and I say I raise a kodesh l'Hashem, it's nothing because it's not mine. It has to be mine that I can be magdish. So even if it's mine, if the guy that is holding onto it, he's disturbing me because it needs to be mine. Chilul doesn't need to be mine. I go to a stone in the street that is kodesh and I say this kedusha and this money. The kedusha goes over even though it's not mine. The money has to be mine, and I take over the kedusha. So the matter, what is the right from Tznuim? What is the right from Tznuim? Tznuim never will magdish dobo she'ino b'shusam. The only chalo dobo she'ino b'shusam. Chilo doesn't need to be a baili b'chlau. You don't need to be a baili b'chlau. Lama zel ino benek d'teisus. V'im ta'im ar. Heichi medame hegdish l'chilo. Kmo ishi yochi l'chal al ma shibiyat chaveiroi. Kach yochi lo agdish. Teis me the raya. Valoi avapi she'ino yochi l'agdish peiro shil chaveiroi. Yochel mechalel hegdish el chaveiroi. A person could go over to the hegdish of his friend and be mechalel it. Ke de masha bereisho isha rabba de kolam al ikdush az adomim shu de dioli lefdoi soy vizus aguf iti vei bei mitchel alei ine chavrei masha de kdush az adomim in chilik med idei lechavrei. A little bit to be mad with you the kasha mit aknech to make it clear. Teis says, I said the kasha very clear. Hegdish you could be magdish even if you're not a bailim you could be mechalel. But to magdish something has to be yours. Teis bring a gemara from Yevamos. Why teis? Tum the gemara Yevamos. Tam. I mean, alamol you could mechal hegdash. Alamol you mechal hegdash. You go to the gizbo. The gizbo is representing hegdash. So it could be he's selling to you the kodesh. But the gemara Yevamos says that if you, what is the case of the gemara Yevamos? To make it clear, I come and I say edus that his hegdash is ois hegdash. Edecha nemon bisul. So they don't want to believe me. Because it's kodesh. I say, if I want, I could be mechalel it anyway. So believe me. I mean, if you want, you could be mechalel it. It's not yours, it's mine. I was magdish it. You're magdish? I don't understand. When every zakhla is magdish, mechulot. I could take off his hegdish. So I don't need to be a bailin to mechalel. So I don't have to be a bailin to be mechalel. So even if it's Eina Birshusay, so what if it's Eina Birshusay? So what if it's not by me? I don't need to be a bailin on it, bichlal. Masch eigen to be magdish, I need to be a baili. Eigen to over to Yeshua, the magdish Yeshua, the father nish. But I can be mechal of Yeshua. So I can be mechal of Yeshua, and I can be magdish Yeshua. That's the status of Kasha. So, in Embo, what is the Kasha? Ma inyan chilul legabi maise akdoshe. Maise akdoshe, daf ich hoben at baili, so efshar eina bir shusa is a fella. As a chisol. Chilul is not in baili. Horaya, you can be mechal of Hekdash. If Chilul is not in Bailim, the Mele is not Chisol, and then the Birshusay. So what is the right of Tznuim? That Tznuim Acholik and this Aloche, and then the Birshusay. Start your. וכמו שהביילים יכולים לבדו יסוי כמו יקן אחר אבל כרם רבי הביילים זי קויים לאכול לו בירושלים אף על גב זה היה רמומן גבויה יא גרס, ניש גרס what is this the kasha was a gizun the kasha מה עניין חילו להקדש חילו להקדש I don't need to be a ביילים הקדש I need to be a ביילים Tais doesn't answer nothing in discussion. There's no answer in discussion. The Yishleima Adolidomi. The Hekdesh Me'achar Shehukdash Yotza Mirshus Bailim. V'kmei Shehabailim Yicholim Nifdoi Soi K'mei Ken Acher. Aval Kerem Revai Abailim Zakoyim Lo'ich Lo Birushalayim. What does it say? I ask you that Chilul doesn't need Bailis and Hekdesh needs Bailis. And I proved to you from Hekdesh that Chilul doesn't need to have Bailis. So what are you telling me? Can I need Bailis? Why? I showed you that the Chalois Chilul doesn't need Bailis. This was the Kasha. Chalois Chilul is a different Chalois. Chalois Akdoshe needs Bailim. Chalois Chilul doesn't need Bailim. What are you answering me? Well, can Revai is different. Why? Verstehe, it's different. Das ist verstanden, mein Kasha Eche. Und das ist gefragt dir. Who said it's different? Chalois Chilul doesn't need Bailim. I'm just peeling off the Kedusha. Ich darf auch in Gormish. Just taking away the Kedusha from the Alton. My side Kedusha, that's not what I'm buying. That's the Gizem, the Shtel is Kasha, and says it's a Gizem to Kasha. That's the Gizem, the Gizem to Kasha. No, so what is the Tara? So I've done two ways how to learn Tasis Tara. It's very safe this week. What's that, Amelach? The first way, Rabbi Seinu Amaz to the Tasis, על דרך רב חיים. רב חיים סדת בדעת הרמב״ם, בפשיב מחידושים בדעת הרמב״ם. רב חיים לא יזלג. Tesis is מחדש, that every zach that has bailes, needs a chaloit bail. A zach that doesn't have bailes, doesn't need bailes. Dahay. Hegdash never has bailes. No one is a Bailim on Hekdesh. While no one is a Bailim on Hekdesh, so it's a kind of Chalois that doesn't own by people, it's a kind of Chalois that doesn't have Bailis, so take it to pay the Hekdesh, you don't need to have Bailis. Every person could go and take off the Kedusha. Kerem Revai is a Chalois that has Bailis. A Chalois that has Bailis needs a koyach of bailim to take off the chalos. Kerem Revai is a chalos that has bailis. Hekdesh valid no bailis take. So the chalos is a kind of chalos on bailis zike chalos. A chalos that is on bailis zike chalos take doesn't need bailim to take it off. Mashenkin Kerem Revai is a bailim zike chalos. While it's a bailim zike chalos, it needs a bailim to take it off. More from that. What would be a Kerem Revai that doesn't have bailim? What is the chetimtze? A person has a kerem revai, he gets up in the morning, hefker, hefker, hefker. Now someone wants to be paid it. But you're not a bailim. You can be paid it or not. Well, the chayim, it's a problem. The esim is a problem. You need a bailim diki chalos? What? But if kerem revai be a soido, is a bailim diki chalos, so even today it doesn't have a bailim, the esim you cannot do the chalos. is Mechadish Reb Chaim Bar Hozin Nozer Hoshtikul Teire and Sefer that is two parshas in Pidyon Kerem Revai, and when it's not Bailim is a different parsha and a second parsha v'chulei. We're not going into it now. Just to madgish what Reb Chaim means, a Kerem Revai is a chaloi sheyesh bo Bailis. A chaloi sheyesh bo Bailis needs Bailis to be poisoned. Hegdish is a chaloi sheyesh bo Bailis. What? But every pidyon is the zol b'sol. Not the mechalik of one pidyon. I don't understand. What a shver. I understand. Pidyon hegdish. Pidyon is a kind of chalois. To say that, no. Some pidyon chalois works like this. Some pidyon chalois works like this. I understand, Taisa, that all the pidyonis are the zol b'sol chalois. And while the pidyonis are the zol b'sol chalois, pidyonis don't need bailes. Hakdoshes need bailim. Mechirin needs bailes. Kmirin needs bailes. Peeling off Gdusha doesn't need bailes. It's just taking off. It's just garnish. This is what they understand in this kasha. They say, no. Taking off Gdusha also sometimes needs bailes. You can't do it without a chalois bailim. You need to be chalois bailim to do it. So I want to explain. The word chalois bailim, just to have it closed, when I walk in the street and I see a stone, I want to be magnishit. And I say, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Why it doesn't become Kodesh? I really want it to be Kodesh. Well, what is the answer? In different words, what is the answer? Why it doesn't become Kodesh? The Torah says, you need to be a Bailim and a Chesed to make it Kodesh. I walk in the street and I see a stone. I tell him, I'm selling you the stone. Take money, I'm selling it. Give me money, it's yours. It becomes yours? No. It needs to be mine to sell it. This is the Shaila now. To take off Kedusha of a Chesed, it needs to be mine to take off or not. Not because someone is disturbing me. No one is disturbing me to sell him the stones on the street. Well, that's not mine. I can't sell it. Not because someone else is disturbing. I can't do it. It's not mine. Tesis was Mechadish in his kasha. He has a raya from Hegdesh that you could take off Kedushas even if you're not a Bailis. So Tesis was sure that every time to take off Kedusha doesn't need Bailis. So he says, where is the kasha from Tzluim Bichlal? Tzluim took off Kedusha. You don't need to be a Bailis. Doesn't need to be a Bishusha. But to be Magdish a Chepetz, you need. So he shlug his voice breaks up on Tzluim. And so Tesis the fear of Chaimon, I'm Chayzer from my Yisoy. Don't think that every time taking off Kedusha doesn't need Bailis. Taking off Kedusha needs Bailis. Hegdish that never has bailes, there is a different parsha. Nemrosham, under a parsha is taking off chalais without bailes. Kerem Revai that has a parsha of bailes, there the taking off is a normal parsha of bailes. It's only in Hegdish, Lashnatesis, the Alkorhoch. Moshe Abaylim Yecholim Yivdoi Soi. The Torah says such a parsha that even if no one is a Baylim, you could be Mavrish, there is this Chadish Abazumna Yeparshas Pidyoi. Mashe Enken in Kerem Bavayas is a Baylis, is the Stavon, is this Chadish Demai Yeparsha from Pidyoi, and there you have to have Baylis to make a Pidyoi. This is the way Reb Chaim, again, Reb Chaim didn't say it in Tesis. Reb Chaim was Mechiyach, this you said in Rambam. It's a different Cheshberitz in the Hemshech of the Tesis. Some of Rabbi Sein wanted to learn that this is the Kavanah Satesis. We'll see. I don't want the Tzura Sadvor. We'll see later, maybe in the Hemshech HaTesis is Kimat L'Shem is Brurim from Tesis and Kiddushin. We'll see about if it's Mucha like Reb Chaim or Nish. This is one way. The other way is the Oyleg Yontif. Sime Tzadik Gimel. The Oyleg Yontif is very glad. The Negyantef is very, very glad. So the Negyantef has it. Tesis was Mechadesh, you don't need to be a Bailim to peel off Kedusha. To poide, to Mechalel, medat mizayn a Bailim. Chobaraya fun Hegdesh, as medat mizayn Bailim to poide. And if Tesis said so to Yisai, Tesis stays with his Yisai. Tesis stays with his Yisai. You don't need to be a Bailim to take off Kedusha. You don't need to be a Bailim to take off Kedusha. Tesis Bailis Yisrael. So what does Tesis tell us? So what is the right of Rish Lakish? If you don't need to be a Bailim to take off Kedusha, so I could pay the Keren Revai, even if it's not mine, even if it's not Birshusi, so I don't need to be a Bailim to take off the Kedusha. But I mean, what is the raya that a person could be Magdish, Dover Shein and Birshusi? Yeah, this is Tesis Kasha. That's the Haim Gut. Zog Dei Negyantes. We mentioned once this door. I don't need to be a bailiff. Behind it. Make it clear. I walk in the street and I see kedusha on a stone, I could take it off. Not mine. So I see Karen Ravai Shel Hefker, I could take off the kedusha. I don't need to be a bailiff. Like Benny Yontes. But if you are bailiff on it, you're disturbing me. You have a right to stop me. Who are you to take off my kedusha? I don't need your koyach. I explain to you. If you tell me you let, it's enough. Come as I am, you're a cotton. You can give me over your bailiff. But you let me. If you let me, it's enough. If you let me, it's enough. Behind you. Amidus claw. The first way we learn is that the Tesis and the Kasha is asking, taking off Kedusha is no din bailiff, no shaykhis, it's nui. Well, I have a hegdash, but takes no. Taking of kedusha needs bailiff. Hegdash doesn't need bailiff. Although normally taking of kedusha and keren levayim needs bailiff. This is the primary now. It needs bailiff. You need to go to parsha shlichus. You need to go to parsha shlichus because yanim is a bailiff. Now they're going to get up. No. You don't need bailiff. I have my own koyach. I don't need bailiff. But if there's a bailiff there, erster, he disturbs. When I come to you, Keren Levi, the Philip Chaim, you're the bailiff, only you could take off the Kedusha, you could let me, Nidin Zochim. So then again, I have a koyach myself to do it. Although you have a koyach to stop me, do with the bailiff and the Kedusha. Don't touch it. I don't need to krieg nach the koyach from this, I have the koyach alone to take off the Kedusha. I don't need to have your koyach to take off the Kedusha. Although the bailiff from Yenem Stert, that's the goal from there again. Very passionate. Very passionate. But the Keren Levi, the Bailim, is going to go to Jerusalem. Look at the Bailim, 1 second. I could start you. The Mele, you can't do it without the Bailim. The Mele, you can't do it without the Bailim. Claw. But as well, we have to go one step back. We have to go one step back. This is like the negiot of himself says. L'chure, abarazei, by us, it doesn't work. Who is standing here? The tznuim on the field. You came and stole the Keren Levi. Now I want to be mechalalit. But what stops me to be mechalalit? It's not birshusi. I don't need to be a bailim in it. No, but the Bailim shtel, I'm the Bailim, I'm not shtel. So what is the problem to Mechala the Keren Revai? What is the problem to Mechala the Keren Revai? What is the problem to Mechala the Keren Revai? I'm the Bailim, you took it. Dine, I'll explain. If you're a Chaim, it's very clear. Only the Bailim could do it. If it's by him, salt in the Bailim, because it's not the Shul, sorry. So how I could do it? Salt in the Bailim, it's by the Ganev, I can't do it. As a raya from Tznuim, that every Zachar that ain't a Bershusa, it doesn't fall in the Bailis. So maybe I could be Magdish and Chepet she ain't a Bershusa. But if you are in the Giyontef, I don't need to be a Bailim to do it. So what happens when it's Bayim? So it's Bayim. Why I can't do it? I need to ask permission from the Bailim. If the Bailim don't let, they could stir. I'm the Bailim, I let. It's not Bershusi, I don't need to do it within Bailim. I could do it within Stam. Every person in the world could take off the Kedusha. I'd be the Bailim doesn't stir. So Frank Doyne Giyontef, so weiter, what is the Teres of Tesis? What is the answer from Tznui? No? Nochamal, the man is a Pashat. Tesis asked the Kat, Nochamal, Rish Lakish needed to bring a Raya from Tznui that a person could be Magdish Achefet She'ena B'Shusay. Dain, before Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon was Mechadish, a person to be Magdish Achefet, it needs to be by him. Well, he needs to be a Bailim. If it's not under his Shlita, it's not in the Bailis. Weak bailus says, but it's ain't a birshusai. My basic birshusai, very much his. If it's a little bit not his, so the shlagish it doesn't have to be so much his. The arayef and snui, the poi the keren levai that was theirs, it was not exactly by them. So the teisus poi that's much easier for magdish. Poi the bichal you don't need to be a bailim. When you need to be a bailim, you can say it needs to be in your area. If it's not in your area, you felt on your bailus. But if you don't need to do it within bailim, it could be his, and you poi it. So what is the problem? This is Tesis Kash. So the Philip Chaim Tesis answer, no, Kerem Levayim needs Bailus. Not every time to take off Kedusha doesn't need Bailus. Only an Hekdash doesn't need Bailus. And Kerem Levayim needs Bailus. If it needs Bailus, we made it a Chisaron of Eina Bershusai. And if Tznuim holds that it's no Chisaron, it's the right that every Zach that you need Bailus, even if it's not Bershusai, he says that it's not Bailus. Zer Gishmak. The Negyantik says, no. Tesis is not Chayzer. Taking off Kedusha doesn't need Bailus. So. Abel, if it's a Bailim in the world, ask him. Because he could disturb. Say that. Now, what happened by the Tznuim? Someone stole it for them, and they're going to be Mapkish to Poydah. So it's not by them, it's by Yenem. But so what if it's by Yenem? I don't have to be a Bailim to be Poydah. I could be Poydah Yenem, even if it's Yenem. Whoever's on Karim of Aishah has Karim, I could be Poydah. I don't need to ask no one. If it's a Bailim, I need to get permission. Who is the Bailim here? The Tznuim themselves. So what is the raya that a person could do something in the Bershusay? What is the raya that a person could be paid the double shayna b'shusay? That a person could be magdish double shayna b'shusay? What is the raya? Where is the raya? The stuck in raya. That a person could do a double shayna b'shusay. There's no raya. Stuck in the raya. You hear the shayna? Zog da in a giante. Zay say. Zay stories. You know what is Eina Bershusay? Eina Bershusay, it's not standard, it's not near me. What's the chiyas of Dorim from the suge from Eina Bershusay? Eina Bershusay means that the gane vod kin yon exele, he became a shtik bayli. Remember we had a tzad that the gane could be magdishes. We had a posuk, no, my beis is shaloi. The Nishaloi. And that the guy that put his fingers in, how that can you exhale it? The Ganav became a shtickle bailim and the Kerem Revai. I need the Ganav's permission also. Eina Bershusay, he doesn't let me. Zochin stays his cash in there. Zochin will get, Zochin is the last two lines of Tesis. Zochin will show with the Berecha. I'm coming to that. That's the stuff of Tesis. All of these young people, this is what I'm saying, all of these in the Gyotel and Zotchaim, everything is Nagia, how to learn Tesis in the end. And what we have to know, we have two drachim merkoziyas though, in a volas kola sugyas though. Lefi Reb Chaim, the Gemara is mamash kipshutai. Rishlokish is learning from Tznuim that a person could make a chalois when he needs to be a bailim and a dobo sheinu bershusay. The einu bershusay doesn't stir the chalois bailis. The einu bershusay doesn't stir the chalois bailis like it doesn't stir the chalois bailis that you need to have for chilul. It doesn't stir the chalois bailis that you need to have for akdoshe. Lefida einu giyantef nishtar zazach. It's not in bailis bechilul. It's only a din of shtarim. So what is the Zustand from the Gemara? Aber so the Gemara, weil es Allah hat eine Bershusse, ja lieber Rabbi Eichma. Was ist eine Bershusse im Mint? That when Yenem versach Aganev, it goes out from the Shusse Beilim, Yenem hat akin Yonik Zeile. So vereinig na mi Chilu von Hefker, I don't need Beilis. Aber I need the Beilim not to stay, weil the Ganev hat kin Yonik Zeile. The kin Yonik Zeile von Ganev, stay. That's it, eine Bershusse never stays. No, I say it's no im hold. Eina b'shusay is not a shtar. But if Eina b'shusay was a shtar, so the Ganav will have a zakim yon exeile to shtar with some achim da afroshe. It's Eina shaloi, but epes yon. But this we call Eina b'shusay. That kinyon exeile we call Eina b'shusay. We'll see about it. What is Eina b'shusay? Here we're already starting to hear from that from Eina giyantes. Eina b'shusay is not standard, it's not in my hand. I want to explain. Lemosha, I said yesterday, if you have a chayfet and it's outside your house, you could be magnishes. It's yours. I could sell you my car that is in America also. It doesn't have to be here. Because it's b'shusay. When someone took it, it's not b'shusay. Now we have to know, why when someone takes it, it's not b'shusay? Stam? Or because Yenem hat kinyan exeil after? Why is that called Eina Bershusay? Why is that called Eina Bershusay? The Negyantev is using the words Kinyan Exeile. These are the words that Negyantev is using, Kinyan Exeile. Yerim Kinyan Exeile is Epes and the Chesed. So you're right that I don't need Bailus to make the Maisa Afroshe, or the Val Yenem Hot Kinyon Exele. So Val Yenem Hot Kinyon Exele? Hishtel. Lama ze noch apor shuras in Teisus? Lama ze noch apor shuras in Teisus? Vim Toima. Akati. So, aber what do you say in Zach? Teisus was Chayzer. You cannot be Mechalel as Zach that belongs to someone else. Only because you need to be a Bailim, only at least he could shtel, right? Taisus thought that I don't need to be a Bailim to be Mechalel. I could be Mechalel, something belongs to someone else. They said, you cannot. Only because you need to be a Bailim, or at least Yenim could shtel. Vim Toima Zak Taisus, I'll prove to you that you could be Mechalel, something of someone else. Vim Toima Akati Yochel Lechalel, Maestro Sheni Shul Chavei Roy. Also, this is Elbe. Kermavai, Maestro Sheni. So Taisus, I'll bring you alive, and you could be Mechalel, something that belongs to someone else. I'm so busy telling you that you cannot do it. Other Reb Chaim Zik, I know other Yosef Dich, so bring the Elayah that you could do it. The Amrin of Tarko Ish Mekadosh, Ein Lekhim Be'im Atzmeh, Avodim Vekarkoes, Mimoyes Ma'is Roshem. V'im Lokach, Yoichal Kenegdom B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to buy in Moyes Ma'is Roshem. What is Moyes Ma'is Roshem? You had Peres, you took the Kedusha to the money. Now, what happens to the money? You buy fruit in Yerushalayim, and the Kedusha goes out from the money to the fruit. You went, and instead of buying fruit, you bought Behemoth Meir. But Meir, the Kedusha can go over to the Behemoth Meir. So the Kedusha stays in the money. So look what happened better. I had 10 kilos of oranges with my Sosheni. I took 100 shekel, and I was paid it, the real money, and I was paid it, the payers and the money. So now I have 100 shekel, real coins of 100 shekels, that the Kedusha is inside. So normally if I go to Yerushalayim, I buy 10 kilos, and the Kedusha, instead of carrying 10 kilos, so I put the money, I bring the money to Yerushalayim. What if I went and I bought a Behemoth Meir, a camel, so the camel doesn't become Kaddish, so the money stays Kaddish. But who has the money now? that Aaron told me the gamble. So now I'm stuck. I had my Sosheni, I took the Kedusha, I put it in money, I went to the market and I bought a camel, I come home to the camel, the Rabbanim told me that the Kedusha is not Chal. And now the problem is I have money, but the money is not by me. So he goes to Yerushalayim, he takes 10 kilos and he says, Harei ze mechulol, and the moist that the Yenem Arab has in his pocket. Go give him back the camel and get back the money. So the money is not allowed. Alme. So the Kedusha is by Yenem, Mechalel Moyes should be Adam Eicha. Yenem is the Bailim. I'm not the Bailim and the money of the Kedusha anymore, and I could be Mechalel. So I'm not right, that a person could be Mechalel on someone else, even, and Yenem can't stir, you don't have to be a Bailim. The Yeshneim as the Kedusha is the awesome Adik Moigazah. Yenem is not really Bailim on the money. The Eloi Borach Adi Mekach Toes. Choyzo boy. Be'etim the money belongs to me because it's a Mekach Toes. Now Yenem is Borach. So Be'etim Yenem stole the money. V'kitznuim da'och. So Enechanami, it's my money. It's my mish like tznuim. That someone stole the payers my Sosheni and went away with the Kedusha Dike Moes. So instead of fruit he went away with Moes. And I could be paid it as David tznuim. In a miyosam knos about chen mashma osam itay chasugi. That's the taste. Kum de ritva in kiddushin daf nun vav. Zog de ritva in kiddushin daf nun vav. Chala besar atar. Taste says it only works like tznui. Because Yenem is a ganav and the money. Val Yenem is a ganav and the money. So that's him, he kiru stole the money, but it's my money and he's a ganav and I'm a chala. Zog de ritva in kiddushin daf nun vav. Chala poshta atar. The Ritva learns Borach doesn't mean he ran away. Borach left Dafke means he's not around. Not he ran away, well, why has he run away? He's not around. Borach left Dafke. Because the Ritva is like Tetis Kashe. So the Ritva, the Ikele Meima, Kevon de Loi Osi Beteras Gezer. Yenem never stole it. Ela Beteras Mecha. The Havik Amon, if we'll find him, we'll tell him to give it back. He'll be asking to give it back. Ve'ilu ise kamon the name of the adur le lekeach have the adrin ele he won't give it back. The kaven de tausu ve'ilu lo yaya the me'akev and he will not be me'akev kepikodo in choshit gabei sheyochel amaskid lehagdish velechalel. So it's a sirei tushusa. Yenna will never give it back. He ran away, he's away, we'll never get back the money. Of a vial, if he would be here and we would tell him to give it back, he would give it back. So don't say it's still Schusser. Don't say it's still Schusser. Maybe if Ashtetish can taste his kasha. Maybe taste his learned Baruch means that Itaki is a bad person. So he doesn't want to give it back. He ran away with it. So Pasha Tish Baruch, look at Baruch Lav Davka in the next page of it. Pirush Lav Davka is after. Not Davka Baruch. He's not alone. So if you will tell him to give it back, Mr. Ami will give it back. Don't say this kid ain't a bishus. The Ktzois, and Simen Shin Nun Dalet, he's Kotten Dalet, er brengt der Ritva, gerade B'Shem Teis Yisrit, and er schlug des von Asach Gemorres. So an offene Gemorres is Mevur Nishtam. One of the Gemorres is the Gemorre of learning in Dapsa Machtes, as a Shem Yineida. The Gemorre Zog, was a sodder and was anim, and they take like a chicha of a pear. And now the halacha is that anim allowed to take two, three. It's really not like it, because the baron goes back to pick it up. But a lot of anim don't know one, two. So the anim kill it. So the baron at the end of the day feels bad because the anim lemaisa have some gezel in their hands. Okay, he's meichel, but lemaisa the like a chicha of a pear a potul lemaisa. What the anim are not allowed to take, they're eating tether. So Kunta is every ani in the end of the day b'chayim misa b'deshamay. So the tznuim every time in the end of the day they matrish tumus l'maisus for what the anim had a mistake. Same kind of tznuim. I'm also tznuim. I don't know the gemara. So after the anim do the leket shichah b'peye, they're scared that it took more. So like the Ktzois, if you go over to the anim and you tell them in shulduk, you know you're only allowed to take two, only three. So anim yisrael will give it back. And afilo ha'achid the gemara calls it ainu b'rshusa. Why? Because you don't know who he is, you don't know where he is. Don't say he's a Birshusa. So that's like the Ritva that don't say he's Birshusa. Frank the Ktzois, don't say he's a Birshusa. Frank the Ktzois, don't say he's a Birshusa. Why is it saying that this is called Birshusa? And that's like the Ktzois. It's a spet.
Shalom. Kol ha-lashon mefitzat ha-klitorim, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.